listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Only on to New York.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 31st, Chuck's Comedy Club DJ Sandu is playing at Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 1st, Adios and the Cooking Club will be making pupusas at Hiko Room 139 at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, April 2nd, join the GSA at Red Dragon Theater at 6 p.m. to watch Band Together. On Thursday, April 3rd, the Office of Health Careers will be hosting a Healthcare Professions Graduate School Information Expo, happening at 11 a.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Also happening Thursday, the annual student symposium where women's gender studies students will share their research. FITCEL 105 at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, April 4th, the Sustainability Office is celebrating students who have made commitments to sustainability at SUNY Oneonta with 3 tiers of leadership. Chat with Office of Sustainability intern Emily Friday at 2 p.m. at Hunt Union, Room 216. Weather-related news. On Monday, it'll be breezy and warm. Expect showers and a few storms with a high nearly at 67 and it'll drop to 30. Tuesdays, it'll be much cooler, sunny with clouds, a high of 40 and low of 19. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy later in the day, and showers might pass through it with a high of 45 and a low around 37. Thursday, it'll be rainy and warm. The highest it'll be is 69. Friday, it'll be cool again with a few clouds and some sun. Temperatures will rise to 54, and the lows will be 30. A quick message from the Student Association.
Make sure your voice is heard and vote in the Student Association Executive Board elections.
We are for students, by students. Your vote has the power to shape the future of our campus community.
Cast your ballot Thursday, April 3rd and Friday, April 4th online at connect.oneonta.edu.
Your voice, your vote, your future. Let's make it count.
This is a message from the Student Association Elections Committee.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update.
WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York. Welcome to Alumni Weekend 2025. My name's Jim. Here's a taste of your own medicine. FM, listening to track number 2 off the Shot for Self-Living album by the band Medicine. You may remember them. Obviously, I certainly do. So there was that. I had this whole idea that I was going to, like, do all this research for you guys about this forgotten decade of 2000 to 2009. And I have some thoughts on that later, but there's just been so much music that's coming across my plate lately, and I felt like staying in the spirit and the ethos of college radio and try to introduce you guys to some stuff. You may remember from 95, 96, a great record called Moussaka. Moussaka? Souvlaki? Anyway, Slow Dive. Slow Dive's second full-length record with all kinds of Greek food references. And they came back strong. And here's a song from 2017 by shoegaze stalwarts, Slow Dive. This is Sugar for the Pill. Thank you, Stephanie.
That's a band called Sea Lemon. That's S-E-A, like the body of water. Lemon, like the citrus fruit. Sea Lemon, a song called Stay. I think you can understand for many reasons why this song stuck out to me when I was in the car the other day. It tickles every Jimmy G, you know, thing. Makes his hair go on the back of his neck. So I was just in the car listening to a satellite radio station, and recently a whole bunch of great music came across. And it's one of those situations where I'm in the car, and, you know, I can't access Shazam or something like that. So it's almost as bad as texting and driving, pulling your phone out to take a picture of what satellite radio is doing for you in that moment. But that's the way it's been. So that was Stay by Sea Lemon. And here we go next with something that will bring you back to the 90s, because that's where we are a little bit today. And here's that precursor to why I love Stay by Sea Lemon. Here's Lush.
See you.
After Sea Lemon, you heard Drag by Daywave, and then that was just Thus Is Why. It sounds like she's singing This Is Why, but that was Thus Is Why by Saya Gray, S-A-Y-A-G-R-A-Y, Saya Gray. And here's the inimitable Lisa Germano from the famous 90s label 4AD. I'm stepping all over her, but I don't care because I have cancer of everything.
Attention, cancer of everything. just wait and see how much attention I get. Oh, I got cancer of everything. This is a happy song. Nobody seems to care, and my shit is everywhere. Too much of this, too much of that. Surround yourself with yourself. Get some attention.
Again, that's Lisa Germano. She was on the 4AD label, which back in the 90s was, you know, just an unbelievable place for curated amazing music. Mojave 3, Pale Saints, all that kind of great, not necessarily Brit pop, but Brit art more than anything. So we love the 4AD label here at WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name is Jim Gilbert. I'm here with a lot of different 90s folks. Happy to be back in Oneonta. Can't say enough about how great the campus looks. Walking around yesterday, and my impression was really that it's exactly how I hoped it would be. It's better, it's cleaner, it's nicer, there's more stuff for students, but it's still Oneonta. It hasn't grown out of itself. The campus just feels really nice and welcoming, and I said to my friend Steve, I would be really proud if my kid went to SUNY Oneonta. So hopefully anybody who's listening who's actually a student here, count your lucky stars. And the same goes for downtown as well. It just feels like the right amount of change has happened. Let's just hope that it's still a welcoming, diverse, equitable, inclusionary society here in Oneonta, New York. So one thing I want to get to right now, my friend, longtime friend Jason Sampino is sitting here. And one of his favorite bands of all time is also one of my favorite bands of all time. Out of the Boston, Massachusetts area, we've got a band called Morphine, fronted by the finest gentleman I've ever met, Mark Sandman, who died tragically on stage in Italy on 4th of July in the year 2000, I believe. 2001. And hence the saddest song off their first record.
On my first day back in town. First day back in town. The clouds up above, they were humming our song. Humming, humming our song. My biggest fear is if I let you go, you'll come and get me in my sleep. My biggest fear is if I let you go, you'll come and get me in my sleep. Come and get me. Course.
shore, steady, steady as she goes. A crash in the night, two worlds collide. When two worlds collide, no one survives, no one survives. And the riddest of riddles, bluest of blues, the sad. If I let you go, you'll come and get me in my sleep. My biggest fear is if I let you go, you'll come and get me in my sleep.
Once upon a time, I bought a shot for Mark Sandman. I was at the Middle East downstairs, and I just had so much respect for him. And he sings about drinking whiskey, and I used to love drinking whiskey. And I got him a shot, and I walked up, and I tried to present it to him. And he wanted it. He sure did. But he looked at me, and he said, "I don't accept drinks from strangers." And I got a little disappointed, and then I bombed the shot right in his face and said, "Okay, man, take it easy." So, Mark Sandman, here's to you from all of us Boston folks. So, the big idea was to, you know, I was investigating CMJ. So, there's, like I said, there's a contingent of mid-90s DJs here back at WONY. 90.9 FM, Oneonta, and Red Dragon Radio, Keep It Locked to the Left. And I think the folks that are here with me and the folks that might be listening who have been in radio, I think we can all agree that the decade of the 90s was the last great decade for terrestrial FM radio. Now, I'm not going to go on and say that it was the best era of music, because you can't argue with 1978, and you can't argue with 1984 or 86 either. So I'm not going to, you know, get on that road. And honestly, you can't argue with 2025 either. There's great music out there. But in the world of broadcasting and what we're doing here today, which is one Spotify playlist, by the way. So the 90s, without a doubt, was the last great terrestrial FM radio decade. And so I've always thought about the 2000 to 2009 stretch. What happens after Nirvana and all of that stuff? And it is a bit of a forgotten decade. And CMJ, our guiding Bible in the 90s, College Music Journal, Music Media Monthly, or whatever the heck it was, told us what to do. They told us who to play. They told us who was hot, because everybody in the country was submitting their lists. This is what we spun this week, and you'd get your CMJ Top 200, and that's how it went. Well, come to find out, the actual publication of CMJ, the physical magazine, stopped somewhere around 2009. And what we also know is that in 2001, they had a pretty robust website. So in this alleged forgotten decade that I'm claiming it to be, I believe there's proof of that, that the CMJ website goes up, the CMJ publication goes down, FM radio stations go away, modern rock goes away as a format, and bands putting out excellent music from 2000 to 2009 suffer. So I went in, I looked up, 2000, Let Me Stop Talking, Radiohead, Kid A, was the number one album on CMJ, College Music Journal, in its heyday, still running, voted, rated, charted, Kid A by Radiohead, the number one song, number one album of 2000, followed shortly behind by PJ Harvey, Stories from the City. So let's join a little bit of Y2K. Here's Idiotech. from Radiohead on WNY 90.9 FM. Jimmy G on the Wheels of Steel. And stay tuned for the Brown Acid Show with that guy. As the industry moves into 2002, In October of 2002, the Recording Industry of America announces the launch of anti-piracy advertising campaign as the rise of Napster starts taking money out of artists' pockets. And Sea Change by Beck is one of the top albums of the year from CMJ, along with Flaming Lips and Wilco and Spoon. So enjoy some Beck. We'll bring it down for 2002.
Sorry, guys. Cut through bone to make it hard to leave you alone, leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your guns. Somebody new, baby, I'm lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost because there's too many people you used to know. They see you coming, they see you go. They know your secret. You know this. This town is crazy. Nobody cares. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Cause I'm tired of fighting. Tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause. There's a place we are going. You ain't never been before. That what you thought love was for. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Tired of fighting, tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause.
Yeah.
Well, so some people don't know, so others do, is that I'm privy to some things that others aren't in the music industry. One of them that I know is that the bass player for the Strokes is a badass. He would practice relentlessly, especially if there are any musicians out there with the old right hand that's holding the plectrum, otherwise known as a pick. When you're playing, you often think that the left hand is the most important part of playing guitar, the way you fret the note and whatnot. Unwittingly, the right hand becomes equally as important as you activate that note. And what I know is the bass player from the Strokes was very adamant about having to figure out how to activate the note at the same rate every time. He never went heavy. He never went low. He was just consistent plucking those notes through. And he writes some great melodies as well. So here's to my admiration for the guy whose name I don't know. So that was from another CMJ reference that I found. For the year 2003, CMJ starts celebrating 25 years, and that came from the staff picks from Doug Levy, who was the managing editor for content and features at the time, and he had Strokes, the album Room on Fire, as his pick of the year, and that was Meet Me in the Bathroom. And we know what that was all about. So now we're going to move on to 2004 a little bit. And I will get to that in a minute, Steve. Thank you so much. Nikolai, I now know the bass player from The Strokes' name. Thank you to LM. Let me Google that for you, .com. So, sorry, off track. I'm running out of time. I got to stop talking, but it's hard to do. So we're up to 2004, and they celebrate 25 years. One thing weird that happens in 2004, which signals the end of CMJ and sort of this place, is they change it from New Music Monthly, and they try this publication called CMJ Alert for a little while. And then at near the end of 2004, it jumps back to the New Music Monthly, and you can see them really starting to lose their way. And this was all predicted back in 2000 when they ran an article on the Thanksgiving issue of 2000 about the death of FM radio, and they hypothesized it like as soon as the 90s was over. And 5 years later, they're demonstrating market influences that are affecting their print publications. So these lists and the availability of the charts and everything starts turning down here in 2004, but I couldn't get away with not playing some Blonde Redhead for you from 2004. Blonde Redhead, Misery is a Butterfly Beggars Group on WNY 90.9 FM. You're listening to Jim Gilbert. Stay tuned for the Brown Acid Show. Alumni Weekend 2025.
Just
from the 2004 album by Blonde Redhead. There you have it. That's called something. I'm so sorry. An hour on the air, and that'll make you forget where your brain is for a second. And also, it'll go by really fast. So here we are at the end of my show. Hopefully the little look to the future and some of the new bands that you heard today inspired you to look them up. Sea Lemon, one of them, Saya Gray, Day Wave, all of those out there right now making cool tunes. Dipped a little bit into the past and the history of radio and our lives here at WONY. Personally, the way I've been describing it is I arrived after Nirvana broke and was here until that scene was starting to die a little bit as well. What I'd like to do to finish it off is take it back to the 90s, and I need to go in memoriam again. Some of you may recall a band by the name of Buffalo Tom, fronted by Bill Janovitz. There was a band by his younger brother, Paul Janovitz, called Cold Water Flat. His even younger brother, Scott Janovitz, has a band called Drag Strip Courage. And I just had the lucky coincidence to have Scott and Paul as roommates for a little while when I lived in Cambridge and was trying to become a rock star myself. And Paul, the front man for Cold Water Flat, was this very enigmatic character, true believer of right versus wrong and standing up for people very vehemently sometimes. And that was sort of what put people off, was how passionate he was about his convictions and the way he felt about marginalized people. And I wouldn't be a former college radio DJ if I didn't continue to recognize some of those things that we have to deal with out there in the world. And hopefully you are all thinking about how you can help stand up for the marginalized and targeted people in the world these days. Do what you can to help out. I don't know exactly what that is, but so in memoriam of my old friend, Paul Janovitz, who passed away last year from blood disease and whatnot, this is from the Fort Apache Studios, the home of Boston Rock in the 90s, to your ears on WONY 90.9 FM. Thank you so much for having me. This is Magnetic North Pole by Cold Water Flat. No, it's not. Bear with me, please. That was going to be Magnetic North Pole by Schismatic, and that would have been bad. So stand by, please, momentarily, while I just do this little segue for you. Such great speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to apologize for this massive radio mishap here. I was looking in the CD library for the Fort Apache compilation. I couldn't find it. And that's where the thing is. And let me just can I just do this for a second, Steve? Steve's being very kind right now. Is this actually the song? No, absolutely not. That is not 90s Boston rock at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.